What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
We're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I feel like you've said that before, Tim.
Absolutely.
Nice. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful.
That's what's up.
Tell the people a little bit about the Positive Truth.
Man, so the Positive Truth, we are uplifting and positive news to make your world, your day, everything a little bit better. I mean, I know you guys watch news on TV, and there's a lot of negative stories out there. We're just kind of trying to change that up a little bit. And again, bringing awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to our topics. Like today, we have a cool topic we're going to talk about. Sometimes we also have interviews that we bring in. But today we're going to be talking about defending millennials, JP.
Damn right.
Absolutely.
Defending millennials slash the youth.
Absolutely. We're in that time. It's that time. The youth are millennials. So let's do this, man.
So before we start, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend. Follow us on all our social media platforms. They're in the description below. And this is a Friday episode, so it's audio visual. So you can check it out visually on the Positive Truth YouTube and on our Facebook page. And on the Monday and Wednesdays, it's audio only, where we talk about positive news. But the topic today is defending millennials.
Absolutely.
Why are we talking about this, Tim?
Well, I believe you're a millennial, right?
Yeah. I like how you're older than me and you pointed at me.
Exactly. We're millennials, man, and we got a bad there's just like this bad aura about us for some reason that people keep talking about, and we're here to change that.
There's not a bad aura about millennials.
So this older generation, I feel
old people not liking the youth. Okay. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, in other words, we are absolutely talking about old people not liking the youth, and we're just trying to, you know, bring some facts to the table, let people know how it really is.
Absolutely. What does millennial even mean? When did that start?
So the term millennials is usually considered to apply individuals who reach adulthood around the 21st century. The precise, I don't even want to say that word, varies from one source to another. However, Neil Howe and William Strauss, authors of the 1991 book Generations, The History of America's Future, 1584 to 2069, are often credited with the coining of the term. Howe and Strauss define the millennial cohort as consisting of individuals born between 1982 and 2004.
Have you ever called yourself a millennial, Sam? Have you or any of your friends ever called yourself a millennial?
My sister.
She has? Has she done that because other people were calling her that? Or was she just doing that as like, oh yeah, I'm a millennial, that's cool.
She was like really into this like whole, like, I know who I am, I'm a millennial, you know, pride thing. So she was like letting us know, like, I'm proud to be a millennial.
I find it ironic that millennials wasn't like, this term wasn't started. Like we don't, like, it was created by a group to describe us.
It's just a name they gave us.
Yeah, but and every time it's used to demean us and tear us down. So if I say to you, all girls that wear skirts are sluts, that's sexist, right?
Sexist as hell.
If I say all black men, all Puerto Ricans, Tim, all you Puerto Ricans, you can't swim, buddy.
Hey, man, my brother was a swimmer. I'm getting defensive now.
Like, that's racist, right?
Racist, it angers me. Yeah, absolutely.
So almost every time millennial is used, it's used by an older group to talk badly about another group. Which is completely wrong.
Absolutely.
We don't like these millennials. They're lazy. They don't work hard. They're just doing these stupid things with selfies. They're always on social media. They're not buying anything.
They're not responsible.
They're not responsible at all. Look at them. They're so self-centered. They can barely function in the workplace. All of this stuff is older people trashing it. Like, oh, they just have participation trophies. They're emotional.
I hear that.
All of this is all negative things. It was crazy. It's not even true.
I know. That's the mind-blowing part, JP. That is the mind-blowing part, because you hear, this is everywhere you're hearing it. You're hearing it at work. You're hearing it at home, maybe from your parents. You're hearing it on the news. You're hearing it on movies, TV shows, everywhere. You're hearing how bad millennials are for our society.
Yeah, millennials. We're Generation Me, right?
Right.
We have all these stats. This show is not true. Like, check this out.
I'm with it. Let's get it.
Youth violence is actually on the decline. Oh, no, let's keep it going. Teen pregnancy is down. Oh, let's keep it going. Teen drug use is down. Oh, no, let's keep it going. Our IQ scores are going up. Teen drivers are having less accidents. Keep it going. They're more eco-aware. Like, they want to help.
They want to save the world.
Oh.
Bad. You guys are terrible.
They're more generous and more tolerant to others. They're less homophobic, less sexist, and more racially tolerant. And that's not even it. Keep going, Tim. I got more. You know.
33% of millennials aged 26 to 33 have at least a college degree. A higher percent than any previous generation. So that shows you right there, we're not that dumb, guys. In a 2010 survey, millennials reported that their top three priorities were being a good parent, having a successful marriage, and helping others in need.
Oh,
Terrible human beings right
Generation
there.
Generation me, that's exactly what that is.
Millennials were more optimistic about the future of the nation than previous generations in a 2014 survey as well. 35% of millennials have started their own side businesses to generate more income. So, wait a minute. We're creating jobs? Damn.
Oh, did you know that only 11% of teens today smoke cigarettes, where 20 years ago that was 35%?
Oh, I did know that fact. You know what's cool about that, man? Millennials aren't going to be the generation that stopped smoking, like, as the norm. You know how I know when I was a kid, I saw everybody smoking. There was TV commercials. There's all kind of stuff. You got the cool little packs and stuff. I mean, for me as a kid, I thought they were amazing. But then you get older, you realize they're bad for you. And millennials as a unit decided, hey, it's going to stop with us.
Man, on top of that, only 21% of millennials have decided, like, or youth, they're less likely to have ever tried alcohol, and 46% less binge drink than 20 years ago.
That's amazing.
Like, right?
I have 81% of millennials have donated money, objects, or volunteer time to causes they care about.
I remember that was one of the things that was like, millennials are always trying to make an impact. Like, why is that a bad thing? Why?
We're trying to save the world. You guys are ridiculous.
I mean, kids, like 80.4% of teens had tried alcohol in 1995, and now it's only 63%. Like,
we're doing better in all
teens today. 93.9% regularly wear a seatbelt. Then 20 years ago, that was 78.3%.
74% of non-millennials agree that millennials bring valuable new skills to the workplace, including technology skills. Millennials are the most racially, ethnically diverse generation yet.
Which is funny because we're all lumped in this one category called millennials and we're all treated the same.
Man.
But see, here's the thing. This is why I wanted to talk about this. Mm-hmm. There's a video online about basically how crap millennials are. And you're like, there's this generation of like trophy kids. Like they get participation trophies. They don't know how to work hard.
Right.
They're instant gratification, fast food, high-speed internet, microwaves, everything's easy for them. They're the selfie generations. They're always on their phone, all this other stuff. They're not tough, none of that. And when they get in the job market, they just disintegrate. They don't know how to build real relationships face-to-face. They're always taking selfies. They're so self-centered. We've already killed that. We've already killed the self-centered part. But it just astounds me that this is allowed and it's like perpetrated in our culture. And it happens all the time. So like the thing with like social media killing us, we're the selfie generation. I hate to tell everyone this, but social media doesn't just affect kids. It doesn't just affect anyone our age. It affects everyone. Your parents are on Facebook all the time.
That's true.
They're on Snapchat. They're on Instagram. They're on all this stuff. They're on Twitter. Like people take selfies. It's not just us. All this social media and how it's tearing us all apart. It's affecting you all, too. On top of that, I have three nephews, right?
Absolutely.
They're 18, 14, and, like, even younger. So check this out. I trust them more with social media than I trust myself because they've experienced it their whole life. Right. They know exactly what it is. And there's nothing that teaches you social habits better than public schools because if you post something wrong on social media and you're in a public school environment, you are going to get torched.
Roasted. Burned. Destroyed.
Like, undoubtedly. And so you learn, like they learn the stuff and what to do and what's socially acceptable way before we ever did. I remember I got my first social media site at like 17, 18. And I was doing like I barely understood it. You remember MySpace, Tim?
Do you remember Bebo?
Yes. Oh my gosh. We had no idea what we were doing.
Absolutely not.
I remember I was like 18 and I posted some MySpace photos and I got roasted so bad.
Been there.
So like I was like phone, arm on the head, looking away, shirt off. And so, and like, I posted it, and like, everyone was killing me in the comments. Like, everybody. And I wasn't even mad about it, because I was looking, I was like, yeah, this is right. This is really bad. went to play basketball the next day, and they're like, hi, JP.
Hello, JP. Oh, that's too funny, man.
But see, that's my point. Like, when you're our age, you learn what's acceptable and what's not acceptable.
Absolutely.
But you learn this stuff quickly. And social media, like, it affects everyone. Like, your phone. Like, people are always on it. That's not just us. That's everyone. Everyone's addicted to their phone. So stop saying that's making us, like, not very weak. That's what's making us weak and we're not tough because of social media and we're all self-centered. Like, no, that's everybody. Stop applying that just to this diverse group of people you just talked about.
Absolutely, man. I feel like millennials get a bad name just because of the whole, you know, like you said earlier, participation trophies, and we had it easy.
Did we decide on the participation trophies?
Exactly where I was going at. We didn't decide our
upbringing. Did we have it easy, Tim?
No, I didn't invent the cell phone or anything. I didn't put this in our hands for us to use.
On top of that, like, we've all grown up with the internet. Like, that's just woefully ignorant. There are people out there, like, 1 in 3 people in America, 1 in 3 kids are going hungry at night. Not every kid has the internet. Not every kid has a smartphone. Not every kid grew up the exact same way from 1982 to 2004.
Right.
Like, what are y'all doing, like, bumping, throwing everybody in these categories?
Absolutely. We got to quit being so judgmental. When I say we, I mean the older generation.
On top of that, older people not liking what the youth are doing. And
it's always happened, right?
Yes. So why is it acceptable now?
See, yeah, that's the thing. I think it's not acceptable. I think they have so much control over what we're seeing on TV, online, that we think it's acceptable, and we're getting offended. I mean, I know I got offended when I heard it at first, like, realizing I was a millennial, because at first I didn't even know I was a millennial, you know?
Exactly.
I'm just like, what are you guys talking about? But that being said, I mean, we have to take control. We have to show them what, our actions speak a lot louder than our words.
And on top of that, like, let's just ignore the fact that, like, we're talking about being easy.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure that's the case? Are we sure it's easier for the youth than it was before? Because if you look at it, college sucks. It's a lot harder to pay for college.
A lot more expensive, absolutely.
Than it was in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, right? Student loans are a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, the job market, not exactly the best. Like, you can't, like, if you're getting paid $12 an hour, you're, like, struggling.
You're not surviving anywhere.
You can't live by yourself. Like, all these jobs that were available in, like, the 80s and 90s, they still pay the same to get today, except everything costs more. So another thing, you, like, millennials are killing everything. They're not buying cars. They're not getting married. They're not buying houses. Well, everything's more expensive. We can't. That's why we have more education, because we have to survive. And then to get that education, you just bog down in student loans.
So are you saying they need to be a little bit more understanding? That older generation?
Maybe, yes. Just throw that out there.
You know, absolutely. I agree 100%, man. It's harder for us at different aspects of life. I mean, we have social media, like you said. Let's just go back to you getting roasted. Not a lot of kids are going to laugh at themselves. You know what I mean? A lot of kids are going to be depressed, not want to go outside, deactivate their Facebook, etc. I mean, it's a lot tougher for us today. Back then, no social media, so you're not embarrassing yourself by putting up a picture or something like that.
Yeah, there's not someone always recording you when you do something stupid.
Exactly. Now, it lasts forever. Like, before we got on, we were talking about how I used to hurt my ankles all the time. I was always hurt. If I was on 2K, I have a rating of like 10 or something, because how much I got hurt. Like, for me, back then, yeah, like, hurts back then. But now, I mean, I can laugh at myself. I'm grown and I'm older, but that could have been posted online and I can be getting roasted on all the time. Like, knowing, you know me, so it's not going to hurt my feelings, but there's so many people out there that it affects. And
you feel that instantly with your kid now.
Yeah, it's just different. They were a little bit tougher back then because, I mean, supposedly they were tougher, but maybe they didn't have to go through as much stuff as this generation is going through with social media, with all the medias that are going on right now. Like, it's ridiculous for us right now. It really is for this generation.
On top of that, there's this idea of millennials in the workplace are bad because they want to make an impact and they don't have job satisfaction.
Right.
Job satisfaction isn't high for any age group. It's like, it's really hard to find a job you love that also pays you a lot.
Yeah, why do people get upset that millennials are trying to find a job that they love? I understand.
Or make a positive impact.
Yeah, like, what's wrong? What's wrong with bettering our society?
The idea is that, from the stuff I've seen where they're killing millennials, where it's like, that takes a long time. Y'all are the microwave generation, high-speed internet. Y'all, like, all this stuff. Like, y'all can't build face-to-face relationships. It's like, I mean, honestly, if you're in your early 20s, early 30s, you should, like, what's wrong with switching jobs and trying to figure out what works? Because those same people are like, oh, you're young, go try stuff out. And then they mock you.
Exactly. When you do it. Exactly. They give us a lot of good advice that we took, and they're pissed off at us for taking their advice for literally what it was. There's nothing wrong with going out there looking for a job that you want to be happy. If you're going to have to work there for the next 40 years of your life, why not be happy? Why not try to make a positive impact? Why not try to change the world for the better?
So all in all, let's recap.
Yes, sir.
The youth are actually doing better than ever. The people that are younger millennials, people that are younger than us, are doing better than ever in a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Better school grades, going to class, they're bullying less, all of that.
We've
covered that in the past. We've covered the positive stuff they're doing today. We just, as like, we can't lump this large group of people and call them weak, self-centered and all this when there's no facts for it. And this is the most diverse group of Americans ever, from racially, socioeconomically, all of that. Like, we gotta stop doing that. Like, this is not acceptable anywhere else.
You hate the term millennial, don't you?
Yes. Why? Because it's always used on me as a label of, as a negativity thing.
I hear that.
Why are we even saying this word? We should be the M word episode.
The M word.
We did the I word.
I like it, man. M-word. We're going to do the M word. I'm with that. That's what we're going to call this episode. No, I hear you, man. I definitely feel like, and the word millennial doesn't bother me too much. I do hear a lot of negative rhetoric with it, but at the exact same time, this is what we're here for. We're here to change it around. It's positive.
So like, just don't say these things. Don't lump whole groups of people into one category. You can't do this anywhere else, so let's stop doing it now.
It's wrong everywhere else. We can't do it with race. We can't do it with sex. We can't do it with anything. Like, we're all human beings. We're all living our lives. Just know the youth is doing really, really well to help our world become a better place.
Or trying, at least.
At least, yeah, they're putting in effort, for sure.
And it's not exactly easy to live today. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's struggles they haven't experienced. They have struggles we haven't experienced.
Absolutely.
We're being completely understanding of them. But we're not just all calling all the baby boomers old geezers.
No, sir.
So, like, we're not throwing them all in one category. They shouldn't throw us in one.
Agreed. What did their generation be? It's like Generation X or something?
Baby boomers, I guess. I don't know.
If
you're not a millennial, you're probably talking bad about millennials, and you should just stop. There we go.
I'm with it.
Just don't talk bad about groups of people. Doesn't matter, groups of Islamic people, groups of millennials, groups of women, groups of people of color, groups of socioeconomic statuses, people in disabilities. Don't do that. Don't throw them all in one group. That's it. That's what we learned today. This is how we change this for the better. You know, just throw people in groups and start saying negative things about them.
Word. And if you know anybody that's bashing millennials, just, you know, tune them into this episode.
Or just tell them to do a little bit of Google about all the positive things they're doing.
Nah, just come to this episode.
That too.
For sure, man, for sure. Well, we do have a positive quote that JP's about to pull up here in a moment.
Oh, sorry, it pulled up. Keep talking, Tim.
Ah, take that, world. Make sure you guys are following us on all our social media. It's right below us somewhere or above us. Who knows? If you guys want to buy a shirt, email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. We'll definitely get one out to you. I believe they're $20.
Giggity.
Dusavis. And if you guys want to like and subscribe and leave a positive, nice comment under our iTunes page, that would be very, very much obliged. Did I use that word right? Obliged?
Appreciated?
Yeah. All right, cool. I never used it, so I was just like, eh, let's try it. Word of the day. Obliged.
Typically, people try new words off air.
If I'm going to embarrass myself, why not do it big?
Fair enough.
Dusavis.
Anyway, until then, oh yeah, positive quote.
I was like, what? Positive quote really fast, guys.
The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. George Orwell.
George Orwell. And on that note,
we're out.
Stay positive.